Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that the Beef Council is really excited about a brand new partnership just unveiled with videos with professional basketball player Steven Adams.
We have three videos at this point. One, well, I call it more of a featurette. It's a three-minute video, and it features Jeremy Kinder as the rancher and taking Steven on a day at the ranch, and there's the barbecue, and there's a pickup game, and there's chores, and then them riding off into the sunset. We also have two shorter videos that are really more for social media, and it's about, you know, how beef fuels his play, inspires strength through the essential nutrients provided from beef.
And the video show Steven Adams enjoying his beef.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, livestock futures finished unchanged today and mixed here on the feeder cattle, anywhere from 25 lower to 2 higher, while live cattle, on the other hand, were pretty strong. February finished up 92 at 128.55, about 20 cents off of their daily high, and that would be new contract highs for that contract. We also have next Thursday that contract will expire, and with the cold weather and whatnot that's been happening here, that cash market's held together pretty tight here, and looks like we're having a little bit of a short squeeze to finish this week here. This afternoon, we had two sets of reports. We had the delayed cattle on feed report, which gave us 102% on feed. The average guess was 102.2, so right in line with expectations. Placements in December were 98%. The estimate was 101.4%, so that was quite a bit lower. And then marketed 99%, where the average guess was 99.7. So placements lower than expected, so maybe a little bit on the touch on the bullish side. And we also had the cold storage report. Beef stocks were 495 million pounds, frozen pork bellies 42.5. So we really finished the week here with a bunch of reports. The next ones will be on March 8th. They'll give us the next, the reports that were actually supposed to be today will actually be then.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Quartermaster Creek is hosting its spring bull sale again this year, February 27th. This year's sale features 100 two-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires, plus 70 open yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale starts at 12:30 at the ranch in Leeny, Oklahoma. Sale books on request are online at www.quartermastercreek.com, or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-8275. That's 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
There was a bunch of headlines involving the U.S. and China trade agreements here. The grain market didn't really react all that well. In reaction to those comments, corn and beans and wheat were all really steady here, anywhere from a penny lower to a penny higher. Nothing going on there at all. But out in the cotton futures, they were pretty weak here, down about 43 at 73.51. One positive there is they did rally about 100 points off of their low. It looks like there is some pretty significant progress being made between the U.S. and China. Trump made several comments this afternoon, late in the day, regarding him and President Xi will likely meet sometime in March and hopefully come and do the kind of like a finalized deal. There was some talk and headlines that China was going to buy up to $1.2 trillion worth of U.S. goods. That's a really significant commitment there, but it sounds like it's not all all really permanent at this point. The stock market is currently up about 160 in the Dow, about 15 in the S&P. Natural gas unchanged today, and then your crude oil and energy products up just slightly here. So for all these headlines, we finished the week really pretty quiet overall. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore,